Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 62. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 76. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A fire in Emporia on Monday resulted in the death of four dogs. The Emporia Fire Department responded to a fire on Monday for a reported structure fire. When they arrived, they found flames coming from the back of the house and smoke everywhere within it. Crews worked to extinguish the fire with multiple attack lines. The blaze left no people injured, but they found four canines deceased in the home. The Emporia Fire Department reports improper use of a portable propane generator caused the fire. As western Kansas faces more severe storms, they're still recovering from the last round of weather on Saturday, which caused farmers to find the majority of their crop ruined. Hail and winds nearing 100 miles per hour swept through the region, leaving some crops underwater and some wheat stalks broken by hail. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
The FBI said it is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of a suspect in a string of shootings in Kansas City. Oscar Sanchez Munoz is not the only suspect in last Tuesday's five shootings, but he is also wanted for allegedly shooting at a car days earlier in Wyandotte, Kansas. On June 11th, an adult and a child were driving in Wyandotte County when their car was struck by gunfire. Then Tuesday evening, five shooting incidents, including one that was deadly, unfolded in close succession from west to east along the Interstate 70 area. A major milestone has been reached in the ongoing transformation of David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium at the University of Kansas. Officials announced that the University of Kansas is celebrating the topping out of more than 1,200 tons of steel for the east portion of the new football stadium bowl. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska on Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the offseason for college basketball across the nation, Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska has announced that they are undergoing a reseeding for the 2027 and 2028 Nebraska men's basketball season. As according to Nebraska Athletics Department, they say there has been a high demand and renewal rates for men's basketball tickets and have made it difficult for fans to access seats or upgrade some of their locations. According to the Athletics Department, they do have new plans to reevaluate all priority seating contributions through the Pinnacle Bank Arena, where courtside and club seating will be included in some of that reseating. However, they say suites and logo boxes will be excluded from the new process. The athletics department goes on to say the reseating process will be conducted online, where everyone enrolled in the process will receive an online appointment time as to the reseating approach, where the Nebraska Athletics Department will be using a new process known as the Huskers Athletic Fund Ranking System for all seating and parking selection, along with postseason tickets.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Seed tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday, approving free admission for the city pool for the remainder of the summer. The pool has been plagued by issues in recent years, and a leak, which is yet to be identified, delayed opening of the pool this summer. It was noted July 4th operating hours would be 1 to 6 p.m. A request for pool staff to close early if limited numbers of swimmers are in the pool was also approved. Independence Day fireworks will be shot off Saturday from the North 7th Street corridor just west of the historic depot. Residents are reminded that although fireworks sales are allowed this week, they may not be ignited until June 27th through July 5th. Approval was given for $20,000 for extension of a water line from Elm Street to the Kester Block Apartments, which require a larger water line to support commercial and residential spaces, as well as required fire suppression systems mandated by the state fire marshal. Approval was also granted for purchase of a new pump for the water plant, with a faulty pump to be repaired as a backup. An injury accident was reported in Washington County June 10th. Brenda Waltke of Cortland, Nebraska, swerved to avoid a deer and went into the ditch, colliding with a creek bed on K-148 in the 2800 block. The driver was transported to the Hanover Hospital. Advanced discount armbands for the days of 49 with Moore's Greater Amusements are available for $30 each for Friday or Saturday nights at the Citizen State Bank in Hanover and Main Street Market. The 94th annual event is July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Parade entries are also welcome with cash prizes. Contact Clint Holly, Bruce Whaling, or Jay Holly. Parades Friday and Saturday nights. A tractor show downtown Friday and Saturday, and Googs is planning a big car show Saturday, July 4th. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Lucky Duck Race July 4th with proceeds toward the fireworks show. Available at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, First Commerce Bank, and Millie's. First prize wins a $500 gas card, second $100 in chamber bucks, and third $75 in chamber bucks. Homestead Days get underway today, continuing through Sunday in Beatrice. On Wednesday, marble-making demonstrations 9 to 4 at the Carnegie Building. Gage County Museum will debut America's 250th exhibit 10 to 4. And Twin Rivers will host a car show at 3 with awards at 6 and fireworks this evening at dark. Thursday, Beatrice Guild Art Show at the Carnegie. Free swim at the Big Blue Water Park 5 until 8 p.m. The events continue Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Beatrice with the annual Homestead Days. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert Series continues Thursday evening, 7:30 at the Kester House Gardens in Marysville, with a salute to America. In the case of rain, it will be moved inside the Art Center. This week only, the Kester Museum Foundation will host a free will fish fry. Serving begins at 5:30. The Union Pacific Rail Crossing, just east of Seneca on US 36, will be closed for repair work Friday, June 26th. 6 a.m. until 6 p.m., weather permitting. During the closure, a marked detour is planned on K-63, K-9, and K-187. Visitation is planned Wednesday, 4 until 8 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville for Penelope Chapel, age 13 of Marysville, who passed away June 18th. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com. or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Berriesville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers continue throughout the day on Thursday, off and on, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and more rain showers possible throughout Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Another slight chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more rain may continue throughout Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible in a Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. We hit the century mark for a record high, the average low 64 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening, 8:59, sunrise in the morning, 6 a.m.
Summer may have officially arrived only 3 days ago, but today is designated as Midsummer Day. All about that old-time observance today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 24th, the 175th day of the year. Actress Minka Kelly has a birthday, and this is the day traditionally recognized as Midsummer Day. While it's lost much of its importance in the modern world, Midsummer Day was once observed across the Northern Hemisphere with festivals and Thanksgiving. Before the Industrial Revolution, when winter meant long nights of total darkness, the return of the sun to its highest point was a real cause for celebration. It's especially meaningful to farmers as it marks the halfway point between planting and harvesting. And if you need a reason to go tiptoeing through the tulips, here is one. Folklore says the dew on Midsummer Day has special healing powers. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the season officially over for 2026 for track and field and university, Kansas University's track and field associate head coach Tom Hayes talks about wrapping up this season as he finished his 21st season with the Jayhawks, saying it was one of the most successful that he's seen.
Well, it was an extraordinary year. I've been doing this almost 40 years, and for 40 years I haven't had a group that has been on the performance level. I've had groups that have been, you know, have done well, scored a lot of points at the conference and national level, but at a performance level, for the first time ever, we had two 19-footers on the same team. No other college has ever done that. We had a girl that jumped 15 feet, and last year she jumped 6 foot, so she's the first girl ever to jump 15 feet and 16 feet, the same person. So,
Mid-America Network Sports.
Spend an evening with the legendary John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino, Saturday, August 15th. John Anderson,
the black sheep of
in an intimate acoustic show. Get tickets online at 7clans.com or the casino box office. Don't miss John Anderson. Coming to First Council Casino in Newkirk.
As a teacher, I should know the answers. But with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, answers don't come easy. Steroids made my gut feel better, but they brought symptoms and risks of their own. A friend told me about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and they helped me find a specialist. We talked through the pros and cons and landed on a new treatment. I feel like the guy with answers again. Don't wait. Make sure you have the latest info and the best plan for you. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
It's a big year for college football in the state of Kansas after an announcement from the Kansas Athletics Department regarding the Kansas Jayhawks football team, as they will be featured in the Big 12 Showdown for the Union Jack Classic between the Kansas Jayhawks and Arizona State this year at Wembley Stadium in London. WIBW reports that the game will be played on September 19th, and with the announcement from Kansas Athletics Department that will be hosted by Fox Big Noon. With the game in London, Fox Big Noon Kickoff has announced that they are beginning their broadcast at 9 a.m. Central time on that Saturday, September 19th, leading up to the matchup between the Jayhawks and the Sun Devils, where they anticipate it being the most watched game of the season, where last year it broke records in 2025, averaging 1.8 million viewers in the hour leading up to the game. In a statement from Kansas football head coach Lance Leopold, he said, quote, "We're extremely excited to have Fox's Big Noon Kickoff come to London to preview the Union Jack Classic. If you would like to purchase tickets for the game, you can go to the website at KUathletics.com. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
At Oldie Seed, we are locally owned and locally grown. The corn, soybeans, and sorghum we sell are tested in plots throughout the region in close proximity to our customers. This ensures we are testing a yield environment just like yours. We are dedicated to our Know2Grow research program. It's our family's commitment to delivering high-yielding crops for you, the American farmer. This season, partner with Oldie Seed for locally owned and locally grown solutions.
After over 70 years serving Kansas, we here at Bruna Implement know what your farm requires, why it's a necessity, and how to get it to you with a smile. We strive to exceed your expectations and intend to do so, whether you get a tractor, drill baler, or a combine. Whether it's in Marysville, Washington, Seneca, Hiawatha, Clay Center, or even Humboldt, Nebraska, all your farm machine needs can gladly be met at Bruna Implement. Call 785-662-5304 to have your needs met today.
Don't share the harvest with picnic beetles this summer. Regular harvesting and sanitation can help reduce problems with this garden pest. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Picnic beetles are small, up to a quarter inch long, brown or black, oval-shaped insects that have a knob on the end of each antenna. These insects feed on fruits and vegetables in the garden, such as corn, tomatoes, raspberries, strawberries, and muskmelons. They're usually secondary pests, meaning they feed on the fruit that was already damaged by another insect or disease. The picnic beetles are attracted to the fermenting fruit and vegetables. Once in the garden, they may also feed on undamaged produce. Regular harvesting and removal of damaged fruit from the plants and surrounding soil will eliminate their food source and reduce damage. You can reduce their populations with traps of overripe fruit, stale beer, or a molasses, yeast, and water mix. Empty the traps and replace the bait every 3 to 4 days. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's one of the largest flea markets in Nebraska. It's a tradition. The 54th annual Pioneer Shrine Club Flea Market, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the beautiful City Park in Fairbury. This three-day extravaganza has everything you could ever want in a flea market. Food available, no admission. Don't miss the 56th annual Pioneer Shrine Club Flea Market, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the City Park in Fairbury.
Cities might devise many plans to help increase commerce and spur business growth. Bringing a trial to your town would seem to be an odd choice, but nearly a century ago, that's exactly what this town did. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
The Great Depression engulfed the nation during the 1930s. For portions of eastern Tennessee, the Depression arrived a decade earlier.
In 1925, Dayton was in its own depression. The Great Depression, of course, came along 4 or 5 years later, but the Cumberland Coal and Iron Company had collapsed, the biggest employer in town, and the economy had not recovered from that.
Tom Davis shares the story from Dayton, Tennessee, about a half hour north of Chattanooga. In May of 1925, a local newspaper ran an ad that intrigued the city fathers.
The Chattanooga Daily Times printed a notice from the American Civil Liberties Union that the ACLU was looking for a teacher to volunteer to test Tennessee's new anti-evolution law, the Butler Act.
The town's leaders thought a high-profile trial in their town would be a way to attract publicity and commerce, helping lift the area from its economic depression. But to get the trial, they need someone to break the law for teaching evolution.
The biology teacher at the high school decided that he didn't want any part of this. So their next thought was, okay, a science teacher. Let's talk to this young kid, Scopes. Well, John Scopes was from Paducah, Kentucky. He had been hired almost at the last minute the previous fall.
And he was hired more to coach sports than to teach science classes. But as a young, out-of-state teacher, he had little to lose from being a part of the test case. He agreed to the plan and said he had taught evolution, although it's doubtful he ever did. Within 2 months, the town not only had the case, they also had more attention than any other place in the world. The story of the Scopes trial continues next time as we travel the countryside in Dayton, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be an estate auction for Mary and Mike Hogan Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 710 South 6th in Marysville. Selling a number of tools, including power tools, hand tools, plus ladders, including a 24-foot fiberglass and 32-foot aluminum extension ladder. Yard and garden items include a 50-inch, 23-horse riding mower, 3 years old, push mowers, tillers, 22-inch snowblower, plus chainsaws. Collectibles include a Red Wing 10-gallon crock. Guns sell at 1 o'clock. They'll be selling knives, archery items, and miscellaneous. Appliances include a washer and gas dryer, 36-inch gas range, small chest freezer. Furniture items include a 3-cushion divan, kitchen and household items, and miscellaneous. This estate auction for Mary and Mike Hogan Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 710 South, 6th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Livestock producers and pet owners generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
When the work keeps coming, you need a side-by-side built to get the job done. That's the all-new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe. With a powerful 999cc engine, automatic dual-clutch transmission, and smart features like cruise and variable speed controls, it's made to handle the day's chores with confidence and composure. From one field to the next, the new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe helps make the hard work feel easy. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming.
Animals occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy. Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off, or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals, so read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Some communities hold collection events where you can drop off unwanted pharmaceuticals or pesticides for disposal. Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
What happens when desire goes unchecked? Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. In 1 Kings 21, King Ahab had power, wealth, and a palace, yet he became consumed by one vineyard he did not own. When Naboth, the owner of the vineyard, refused to sell it, Ahab sulked and he refused to eat. But the story didn't end there. Ahab's wife, Jezebel, arranged Naboth's murder so he could take what he wanted. That's the danger of coveting. Coveting tells us peace is one possession away. It turns our eyes from God's provision to someone else's portion and blinds us to the truth that none of it belongs to us in the first place. When we embrace the truth that God owns it all, envy loses its power to promise what only God can provide. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Community healthcare system, family medicine providers care for your growing family. With locations in Frankfort, Centralia, Onega, Holton, Westmoreland, St. Mary's, and Marysville, CHCS connects you to hometown care. From prenatal visits and delivery to newborn care and ongoing family health, CHCS is here from the start and for life. Visit chcsks.org.
How one branch of the Farm Credit System gives back to the community. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Compeer Financial is a farm credit lender with offices in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Compeer allocates 1% of net earnings to invest in rural community projects. Board member Kim Wedig is a dairy and beef farmer in Darlington, Wisconsin.
As a board, we believe that strong agriculture depends on strong rural communities. And while financing agriculture is the foundation of Compeer, we also recognize that farmers don't live in a vacuum, that we all need healthcare systems, schools, housing, and critical infrastructure.
A county-owned hospital in Wedig's hometown built a new facility with help from the fund. Marie Wamsley is the CEO of Lafayette Hospital in Darlington.
One of the key things that I think is highly important is patience. Making sure that you know and understand that projects like this size take time and it takes a lot of patience, and it's going to be having multiple conversations with multiple different stakeholders and multiple different individuals throughout the community.
In the end, though, says Wamsley, it's worth it.
It truly means a healthier, more resilient future for the communities that we serve.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Big Blue Bike Country is looking forward to Beatrice Homestead Days, starting on June 27th. Bring the family and have a great time watching the parade and participating in all the events. From all of us at Big Blue Bike Country in Beatrice, locally owned bike shop serving cyclists of all ages.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The red winter wheat harvest season has been unpredictable up until this point across the Central Plains, and our state of Kansas being no different from the rest of the region. Let's get an update from day 8 of the Kansas winter wheat harvest. Harvest report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours, or you can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. The Kansas winter wheat harvest has pushed past the halfway mark, locking in one of the earliest cutting seasons in recent memory. However, this historic pace is driven by a brutal combination of prolonged drought stress and multiple late spring freeze events that stunted crop development. While the wheat is fully mature across most regions, a sudden shift to heavy rainfall is now actively keeping combines parked and producers on the sidelines. Out in Atchison County, grower Jay Armstrong started cutting his soft red winter wheat on June 16th, managed to wrap up right before a heavy rain system moved in, and reported a severely damaged crop. A harsh March freeze wiped out the plant tillers, slashing Armstrong's farm average to just 72 bushels per acre, a massive drop compared to his 117 bushel average from the prior season. Because his operation inputs and fertilizes for a 100 bushel target, the thin returns are a major financial disappointment. On a positive note, because the wheat came off up to 10 days earlier than normal, Armstrong was able to plant double crop soybeans directly behind the combine. Follow-up rains have already triggered emergence, giving growers hope that a strong fall soybean harvest can help offset the sharp wheat deficit. Meanwhile, in Saline County, producer Justin Knopf is roughly two-thirds complete with his harvest, but continues to battle highly volatile weather. Since taking his first load on June 10th, Knopf has been hit by 4 to 5 separate rain events totaling nearing 6 inches of moisture. To put that into perspective, that is almost as much rain during the harvest window as the 6.5 inches of total precipitation his fields received during the entire 6-month growing season from November to May. Knopf also notes that the Kansas Wheat Alliance variety KS Mako has shown the strongest resilience, holding the highest test weights on his farm. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Your ticket to an athletic event is a privilege to watch students learn on the playing court. Unruly behavior is unacceptable in the classroom, and the sports arena is a classroom. Good sportsmanship is a lesson to be learned by players and spectators. Remember, sportsmanship provides the human touch. The Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Mid-America Sports Network encourages you to make sportsmanship a primary concern as you support.
The Plainsman Hardware Supply in Washington.
Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade,
save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Plainsman Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a six-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Plainsman Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Plainsman Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
If you have animals, you have manure, and manure has microorganisms, which can cause sickness if manure is mishandled. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When the work keeps coming, you need a side-by-side built to get the job done. That's the all-new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe. With a powerful 999cc engine, automatic dual-clutch transmission, and smart features like cruise and variable speed controls, it's made to handle the day's chores with confidence and composure. From one field to the next, the new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe helps make the hard work feel easy. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Livestock, you have to be responsible in handling the manure so nobody gets sick. Manure naturally contains a wide range of bacteria, viruses, and other microorganisms. Some can survive a long time in it. Sagar Goyal is a professor of virology at the University of Minnesota. He says if dangerous bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella are present in the manure, there are a couple of ways that the bacteria find their way to us.
What can happen is the pathogens can move downwards and contaminate the groundwater if the soil above groundwater is porous enough. Second is you apply the manure and there is a rainfall, can then turn into runoff and it can contaminate water bodies that are near the farm.
A lot of the problem can be solved by mixing it well with the soil after application and not spreading manure too close to water or tile inlets. Still, it's no easy job to keep this stuff from going where it shouldn't. Depending on how big your operation is, it may take several steps.
Well, there are many different ways you can store the manure for a while, and storing can reduce or even eliminate the pathogens present. And there are other treatments, aerobic and anaerobic treatment of manure.
Some producers store it in deep pits or treat it with lime. Others may compost it. Whatever you choose to do, manure management practices will keep harmful microorganisms from making us sick. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling the spread of manure pathogens at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
from Kansas State University. This is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. We continue to see more changes from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that have an impact on agriculture. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen discusses what payment limits have changed and what they could mean for agriculture operations.
June 2, we got the rules coming out of USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, the final rule that implements a lot of these payment limitation changes that were made under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or OBA. And if you've got a farming operation that's in some type of entity structure, this is a monumental shift in how payment limits are going to be calculated and how actively engaged in farming is going to be determined. And so your multi-owner operations are going to benefit substantially. But there are a lot of nuances to it, and it can be tricky.
He explains how different classifications of operations could benefit from this change.
One of the biggest ones is it deals with a historical issue that we've had to address when we do estate planning, succession planning, business planning for farm and ranch families. Historically, ag operations that were structured as standard corporations, a C corporation or an S corporation or an LLC, they were at a disadvantage regarding USDA Farm Program payment limits. Now, what I mean by that was anytime you would come up with any type of entity that would limit liability, you are limited to one payment limit. And a payment limit used to be $125,000. This act increased it, indexed it for inflation. It's going to be $164,000 per person.
McOwen shares an example of how payment limits will differ.
An S corporation, or I've got an LLC that's treated tax-wise as a partnership, and it's mom and dad and two children that are in the farming operation that are in this entity. Now you've got the possibility to have four payment limits. So 164 times four. That gets us up to $656,000. If I've got a family LLC with four active members, or I've got an LLC owned by two general partners, each with two active partners, two general partnerships with two active partners, or an S corporation with two active shareholders, for example. If I've got that, that would be $328,000. So we've effectively doubled the amount there. That's huge. I wouldn't have to leave $536,000 on the table if I'm large enough to qualify for that level of ARC or PLC payments, for instance.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with information on more changes created by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Recent reports tell us the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean damaging hail, winds, and tornadoes. At World Insurance, we know what kind of damage these storms can cause, not only to your crops, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail insurance to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to protect your livelihood. Insure your crops from that storm on the horizon by calling Tammy at World Insurance, 785-562-2393, or stop in our Marysville office at 715 Broadway Street. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Wednesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we've been seeing the same set of trends since the start of the day, and that is all of the wheat numbers higher and the corn and the oats numbers lower. For the seeds market, these numbers have been mostly lower since the start of the day, and there are just a few green numbers left behind. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be well into the green, and they are steadily climbing higher, and the hogs, they are mixed across the board. In the corn market, July corn down 2 cents at 407¾, and September down 1.5 at 416¼. Kansas City wheat for July up 2¼ at 620½, and September up 3¼ at 628½. In the oats market, July oats down 19½ at 282½, and September down 6¼ at 317¼. In the bean market, July beans down 5¾ at 11.11¼, and August down a nickel at 11.19 even. Soybean meal for July up 80 cents at 303.70, and August up a dime at 302.10. Soybean oil for July down 64 cents to 69.95. In August, down 34 cents at 68.78. In the canola market, July canola down 230 at 735.40, and November down 260 at 746.20. In the cotton market, December cotton down $1.92 at 76.81, and March down $1.87 at 78.19.
Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 18 cents at 101.36 and December up 12 cents at 101.03. The euro for September is lower down to $1.13 and December is lower as well at $1.14. And the Japanese yen for September is down to 62 cents and December is down as well and it's also at 62 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 is little changed as oil slides. Traders still await migrant earnings. The Dow Jones up 115 points at 51,782. The S&P 500 down 15 points to 7,350 and the NASDAQ down 97 points at 25,489. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 24 Silverado 2500 HD. With the LTZ 71 package, it's a one-owner trade. They have a 24 Silverado 1500 model LTZ, a 2023 Silverado 1500 model local trade, also the LTZ package. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Now, the major stock averages have come back from yesterday's losses, with the Dow Jones rising 550 points to an all-time intraday high. The S&P and NASDAQ composite both rolled into the midday higher by 0.7%. New home sales have sunk to their lowest level of the year, falling from 626,000 in April to just 580,000 last month. Meanwhile, the median price of new houses sold in May was $424,900, up 2% in just a month. Walmart is making its biggest purchase in 2 years. The Wall Street Journal says Walmart is paying $1.4 billion for French advertising tech firm Vibe.co to focus on putting ads on connected TV sets. And Bed Bath & Beyond is sending everyone on a hunt for the oldest of its blue coupons. They'll all be honored in stores. Each one will also work as an entry for a sweepstakes. Top prize, $100,000 home makeover. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
F&A Construction, the Frankfort Community Care Home, and Blue Valley Technologies invite you to the Frankfort Freedom Fest Saturday. Today's activities include a parade at 11 a.m. They'll have free swimming and inflatables from noon until 4. There's a supper at 5 with bull riding beginning at 6. Dallas Pryor and the Lazy Wayne Band take the stage at 8 with fireworks at dusk. In Frankfort Saturday, an invitation from F&A Construction. Build it right. Call today for a quote if you're building, remodeling, or adding on. F&A Construction, 292-4692. Frankfort Community Care Home. Committed to caring in a rural setting. When you choose your family's care, you choose Frankfort Community Care Home. Blue Valley Technologies, delivering the future of communications to our local communities. State-of-the-art technology and people-focused service from Blue Valley Technologies.